As abortion laws change, Christians in the U.S. are reaching out. Faith Comes By Hearing ups their game, and it's mission accomplished for a team coming home from Burma. We have these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 65% of Americans believe late-term abortion should be illegal. The state of Texas does, too, and passed legislation banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and further regulating the industry. President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, believes this case could be a game-changer for abortion on demand.
This will make other states and pro-life representatives realize that they can push through and get these bills passed.
Bethany's been involved in the pro-life cause, facilitating adoptions and foster care while running a crisis pregnancy hotline.
People can now text to Bethany. They can do live chats. They can call our number 1-800-BETHANY. And we have professional counselors available 24 hours, 7 days a week, to talk with women who have an unplanned pregnancy.
Your support enables volunteers to share their faith while helping compassionately. Our website has a link to contribute. Next, the Indian government reports nearly 6,000 people are missing in northern India due to last month's flooding. It's a jump from last week's 4,500. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says their teams are on the ground bringing help and hope.
They said the number of people missing are in thousands more than what we are hearing.
It's not typical for the government to work alongside Gospel for Asia, but right now, officials are flying GFA workers into remote areas to deliver food, clean water, and more.
Unlike some other times in the past, the local government is very much involved in helping, and we are very happy and grateful.
GFA is doing all they can, but the need is bigger than their supply.
We need financial help. If people would designate, and every penny of that will go toward helping these people.
Go to missionnetworknews.org to help meet this need. This is Mission Network News. Another Christian just died in an Eritrean prison. 41-year-old Yusuf was a new believer and was arrested for non-government sanctioned religious activity. According to Open Doors USA, authorities held Yusuf at a secret prison and cut off all communication. Harsh treatment aggravated a disease Yusuf was struggling with. He passed away on July 5th. This is the 24th reported death in Eritrea connected to punishment for religious activities. Pray for believers there. Next, we've told you about the military Bible sticks with Faith Comes By Hearing before. They used to just only have the New Testament recorded on MP3 for soldiers to listen to. But Bill Lohr with Faith Comes By Hearing says they're upping their game with a new addition to the military Bible sticks.
We wanted to go through and add some Psalms on the stick. We've actually broken it down to about 35 select chapters of Psalms.
Why the Psalms?
David was a warrior, and a lot of these Psalms are Psalms that David wrote. And so, you know, it really is something that folks in our military can relate to.
The first shipment of military Bible sticks with the Psalms went out 2 weeks ago. They're sent with postage-paid postcards for soldiers to reply with feedback.
And a number of those are saying, you know, it really has got me to want to read God's Word more. So if this helps encourage them to get into God's Word in that way, we're really grateful that we could provide that for them.
Military Bible sticks are free for the troops, but they cost $25 to produce. You can support the project at our featured link section. And a small U.S. team recently returned home from Burma. They spent a couple of weeks ministering to believers there, supported by Vision Beyond Borders. The team visited 14 children's homes in and around Burma, sharing Christ's love with close to 1,000 kids. They were also invited to a Buddhist temple, where they shared the gospel with villagers, monks, and nuns. Pray many will turn to Christ for salvation. There's more on this at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.